Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for your daily Bible verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
The One Place Where Strive and Gospel Come Together, by Scott Patty. Read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from Philippians 1:27. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then, whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in the one Spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel. Paul called the Philippians to contend together for the faith of the gospel. Other Bible translations use the verb strive. This verse is one place where the words strive and gospel should be kept together. We never strive in our own moral goodness to earn our salvation. By grace through faith is the gospel message, but we always strive for the faith of the gospel. To strive is to compete for a win. We strive for the faith of the gospel when we live so the gospel will win. Let the gospel win in your heart. Trust completely and only in the work of Jesus for you on the cross. Don't trust in yourself. He is the only one who can forgive you and make you clean, and He will. Consider yourself spiritually alive because your Savior Jesus is alive in you. Remind yourself every day and every moment that you belong to Christ. Let this good news be a power in your heart that produces all kinds of goodness. Let love flow from you because the love of Christ has been set on you. Let the gospel win in the Christian community. See the good news of Jesus as the main news of your church. Christians need the good news too, so share it with each other in your church. Relate to one another in a way that promotes love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And pray that people who walk into your church service will be given good news. Let the gospel win in your community. The gospel wins because God causes it to do so. God uses Christians and churches that are being changed by His grace to give testimony to His power and love. Some people from the community will respond to this testimony with faith. The gospel will win in their lives. Let's pray and live for the gospel to win in our communities.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey friend, I'm Brooke McLaughlin, host of the Everyday Prayers podcast, a ministry of Million Praying Moms, and I'm here to invite you to partner with God for the hearts of your children on the daily. Our goal at Everyday Prayers is to help moms understand and pray God's Word. Join us each weekday as we share insights from God's Word for today's Christian mom. Tune in to the Everyday Prayers podcast in your favorite app or by visiting lifeaudio.com.